This is Jim Inkster, and we're joined by Nashville-based writer Sharon Cameron. Her book is The Light in Hidden Places, a novel based on a true story of remarkable heroism during World War II. It's the story of a teenage girl who made the brave choice to hide 13 Jewish people in the attic while four Nazis requisitioned the house below, with only Stefania and her sister in between. A remarkable story, and it's 1943, and you have quite a backdrop to a compelling story, and one that is full of all kinds of twists and turns. Tell us more about Stefania and her remarkable story.
Yes, I'd be happy to. I came across her story just in the early 1990s, long before I had ever even thought about becoming a writer, because I watched an oral history interview that she had done for the U.S. Holocaust Museum. And it was such an incredible story of resilience, of bravery, and humanity that I never forgot it for 23 years. Stefania and her little sister Helena were only 16 and 6 years old, but they made an incredible choice, and they chose humanity over hate. And it was absolutely remarkable.
Well, what happened to the 13 people who were hidden in the attic by Sharon? Stefania.
Right, yes. The 13 all survived. And I was lucky enough to work with Stefania's son. Stefania actually married one of the men that she saved. And so I was able to work with her son on researching the novel. And we went to Poland together to research his mom's life. And we were able to meet one of the children who had been hidden in the attic, Jusha. And she described exactly what that was like to have to lie side by side, packed so tightly that one person couldn't turn without everyone turning. And because there were four Nazis sleeping in the room directly below, they had to live in absolute silence. You couldn't cough or sneeze or snore, nothing. It had to be complete quiet. And it was amazing to hear her talk about what that was like to live through as a child, what it was like to have to lie still while rats ran across your skin. It was a very moving interview that I will never ever forget.
How long did this last?
The Nazis were in the bedroom below for about 9 months. They were hidden inside the attic in the apartment for almost 2 years. So when the Nazis weren't there, they could come and go a little bit. It wasn't quite as dire. But I think if it had been much longer than 9 months, I don't think they could have survived.
Well, how were they able to survive? Obviously, with food and water and all the amenities deprived from them.
Yes, well, the amenities were in short supply. I will say that Stefania had an incredible job trying to feed 15 people on two ration cards and make sure that no one saw her, you know, buying enough food for 13 of those people. It was Helena's job, the six-year-old, to climb the ladder and to sneak food and water into the attic. And also, there was no privacy in the attic. There was only a bucket. So it was also Helena's job to get a full bucket of human waste down a ladder and emptied without anyone seeing her. And this was not something they could manage every day. It was really a horrific situation.
And amazingly, everybody survived. But
yes.
This has to
And they did it because of those two girls.
No doubt.
Yes.
What kind of a toll on the human soul did this take on those who were subjected to this?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I also got to interview Helena, the little sister. And, you know, and these are things that for both of those girls, the fear that they lived with daily for so long did take its toll later in life. And, you know, with what we would now call PTSD, for Stefania, it was interesting. I got to meet her one time, and I met her just at the very end of her life, and she was suffering from dementia. But I don't know if suffering maybe is the right word, because dementia in her case allowed her to forget all of the fear and the anxiety that had been her legacy of the war. And she really became the girl again that she was before the invasion of Poland. And it was kind of a lovely thing for her.
Well, she died on September 29th, 2018. Stefania Podgorska?
Podgorska. Yes, Podgorska.
And what a life she led. And ended up living a long life. But
yes.
I'm sure this kind of exposure at such a young age to the darkness that comes in some people's souls had to take a toll on her.
I think it did. But I think she was also naturally an incredibly hopeful, loving person. And she was a person that was full of light. And she lived that way all her life.
It is such a compelling story. It is remarkable that it has taken so long to be told in such depth by you. The Light in Hidden Places from Sharon Cameron. You say you saw this in, 1995, right, this oral history?
Yeah, it was the early 90s. It might have been 92 or 93. That's right.
So it took you a while to get around to it.
I wasn't even a writer then, but it did take me a while to realize that this was absolutely the story I wanted to write, and I'm so glad I did.
Well, it's a story that is that needed to be told, and it has, I think, in some ways, special relevance in the time we're in right now with such uncertainty. And as bad as things may be in our world, they're not as bad as they were in the world of Stefania and those people in the attic.
Absolutely, but I do think that books like The Light in Hidden Places, I think they are stories for now, just as much as they are stories of World War II. I think that they challenge us. The choices of Stefania and Helena challenge us today. They didn't know they were going to do anything momentous. They were just regular people, living very ordinary lives, up until that point. But their choices changed the world. They forever changed the lives of 13 people and all the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that have come after. And I think, don't our own choices have that same potential?
Stefania was a Catholic, correct?
Correct, yes.
And obviously, at a young age, was helping people who were Jewish. She made a vow at one point while working at the family grocery store. How did this happen?
Yes, she made a very early decision. And I think that is the decision that's really the most important one that she made in her life. Maybe even more important than the decision to hide one Jew. She saw a fight on the street one day between two boys, and the fight had started because one boy had called the other a dirty Jew. And the crowd got into it as well. They said, dirty Jew, filthy Jew. And she described going back to the store where she worked, locking herself in a bathroom and just looking in the mirror and touching the skin of her face and touching the skin of her arm and looking at her skin and coming to the conclusion that her skin was just skin. It was no different than Jewish skin. And I really think that was the important decision that she made in her life. It was a small choice in a way. It was a choice that didn't affect anyone but her at the time. Mm-hmm. But it was a choice that set up everything else.
Did anyone know of this other than Stefania and Helena?
Did they know that she was hiding Jews?
Yes.
No. No one did. No one did. And one of the amazing things that, Helena described for me when we interviewed her was what it felt like to have to live with that kind of secret and the knowledge that if you let even a little inkling of that secret out, that everyone around you could die. And she talked about how she really had to isolate herself. She couldn't be around other children. She couldn't be around other people because she had this secret, and the secret was all important. And she, at a very young age, completely understood what was riding on her silence.
And the Nazis who were in the house, right below, they never knew this.
No, they never knew. Stefania made up stories that, you know, they weren't actually stories because there were rats in the attic, but she would tell them those little noises. There were rats up there. You know, she would make up little stories to try to cover whatever was happening above, you know, their heads. And at one point, one of them did send an SS officer up to the attic to look around because she was convinced that there was something wrong in the house. And the 13 were hidden behind a false wall. And so he climbed the ladder. He looked around and he didn't see anything and climbed back down and told her that everything was fine. But it was a harrowing moment.
The book from number one New York Times bestselling author Sharon Cameron is The Light in Hidden Places. And it is an amazing story, and one of particular relevance in the times we're in at this moment. Thank you, and congratulations on your exceptional work, Sharon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And a reminder that 10:30, the president is scheduled to address the nation again, and at 2 o'clock this afternoon, ask the governor. The governor also will be addressing the state at 12:30. And you'll hear all about it right here on WRKF. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now at 19,990. It's under 20,000. But in the last 3 days, Waiter has quadrupled in stock value. How about that? Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Stay tuned.